Welcome back to Rosie on the House. One more, if you're just joining us, let me thank Paco Olerton one more time, the president of the Cotton Growers Association here in Arizona. That's quite fascinating. I didn't realize that cotton was, I knew it was one of the five C's, but I didn't realize just how big in a lot of those statistics. And your three, four-year generation of Arizonan and nursery and growing, have y'all ever dabbled in cotton, Jay?
Well, not personally, but my grandfather, my mom's dad and his brother farmed cotton in the Coolidge, Florence area many, many years ago. Yeah, so got lots of ties to cotton.
Now, reading one of my outdoor trade magazines, this is the Arizona Nursery Association Southwest Horticulture. I saw in here they had a press release congratulating a gentleman at Farmer's Choice on a proud new grandfather, but it says Jay Harper. They got your company name wrong here.
Well, we're branching out. I tried to think of a clever way to say that, but branching out into, I'm starting to do some fertilizer sales for the Hickman family. You know, they sell two things that come out of the back end of a chicken.
The eggs we get at the store.
Eggs, you see, everybody knows about Hickman's eggs. And a lot of people don't realize that then they take the chicken manure and make several different fertilizer products with that. It's very popular in the golf course industry. A lot of our big farmers, our big organic vegetable farmers here use it.
And I know I've talked to Clint over the years. They've always tried to struggle to get it bagged into the consumer market, but it sounds like they're breaking into that pretty well.
We're breaking into that. We've got a really cool 15-pound plastic sealable tub. So if you're concerned about odor, you can put it right in the garage and not have a problem with it. There's a lot of great options out there. And believe me, if guys that grow the lettuce that you eat and the carrots and the all the good veggies and citrus, you believe in it, it'll do wonders in your vegetable garden at home.
And do you get the chicken manure smell with it?
You do.
Okay.
You do. It is what it is. It is, however, heat treated, so it's pathogen free. There are no, you know, harmful pathogens or bacterias in it, so you don't need to worry about getting E. coli or something like that from it. The old notion that chicken manure is hot, well, people in the old days that just took chicken manure out of the coop and threw it on their plants, it's pretty hot when it's not dehydrated and it's wet and raw like that. These products are turned and windrowed and dried. And then in the case of the products we sell to the home gardener, they're heat treated, so they're pathogen free, and then they're put into a pellet form, so they're easy to broadcast and use. They're OMRI certified. Those folks that are into organics know what that is, and they also have a food safety certificate.
Well, I know they have, 6 million chickens, so they got to
have
like
a 13 lot.
13 million.
That's about half.
How much fertilizer, quote, does a chicken produce a day? I know they'll do an egg a day. How much fertilizer is that?
Well, it's about a pound a month. So a pound of pound of fertilizer a month per chicken.
A month.
So, not a day. Wow. about a pound a month. So that's still 13 million pounds a month of chicken manure that's produced.
That's pretty incredible. What a great, there's not a lot of industries where you get two for one that way.
Right. You know, and actually they do a lot of other recycling on other products too, but there's not a lot of things that get thrown in the garbage at Hickman's.
Excellent. Recapping for this broadcast, it's hot. Watch your plants. After 110, all bets are off. We've got, according to the news, 119 in Phoenix, 120. Wow. That puts Tucson in the over 110 as well.
You know, it puts Payson and Prescott at 100 degrees or a little over, you know, probably 100 and maybe 104 or 5.
Woo!
Even there, probably 90s in Flagstaff. So it's going to be hot. The whole state is really going to be hot unless you're maybe in Alpine or, you know, on top of the San Francisco peaks or Sunrise on top of the ski run. You know, it's probably going to be hot pretty much everywhere. So even the folks in our central and northern Arizona listening areas need to pay attention to soil moisture and watering. Of course, we always get some winds when we get these big high temperatures and high pressure areas. Wind dries things out as bad or worse than heat does. So, Get the mulch on the ground around your plants. Make sure your irrigation systems are working properly. Check your plants. I mean, I know we've got your irrigation on a timer and it's functioning, but when it gets that hot, sometimes you just got to run it manually again between the next time. As we talked about, it on certain plants, one day could cause them to be dead, you know. So you don't have a lot of margin for error when it gets that hot.
There's a lot of people that if they stood out in the 119 degrees for one day would be dead too.
That's true. We don't encourage that.
No. Man, drink your water.
Get up early in the morning.
You need to be told that though.
Big jug of water early in the morning. Don't go hike Squaw Peak at noon. You know, I mean, don't go out and try and dig a hole and plant a shade tree at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Do that stuff. It's plenty light at 5 in the morning these days. Get up and get her done early.
And you're off to Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road, south of Thomas?
That's correct. 2529 North Hayden Road, and we're just south of Thomas. And we've got a lot of heat-tolerant shrubs, and there's no problem planting them. And if they're sitting out there in the nursery in a black plastic pot getting baked, they're going to be a lot happier if you take them home and put them in the ground.
Still time to get a little summer flower color in?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. Vinca and Moss Rose and Pentas and Angelonia and... There's a great selection. Again, Lantana, Ruellia, Bougainvilleas, lots of good heat-tolerant, blooming, colorful plants.
Thank you, Mr. Harper. Coming up next, Open Line Hour. Get on the line now, 1-888-767-4348.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.